Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, howdy. I'm obviously not Tara, nor am I trans, so you'll be happy to know that. You can tell by the testosterone sound in the voice. It's quite different. Anyway, I guess I'm having deja vu over and over again because I used to fill in for Bob McLean all the time, and Tara's come on our show, Common Sense Talk, several times with me and done the show, and not long ago when we were doing this, so you should fill in for me. So here I am, whether you can stand it or not. And Lord, we have so much to talk about. But before we do, you may know this. I'm a recovering meteorologist, so I'm fascinated with all things that have to do with the sky and weather. If you haven't opened up your blinds or been outside yet, walk out and take a look at the largest supermoon of the year. It is a beaver moon. That's what the Indians used to call it, a beaver moon. And it is absolutely phenomenal. Very, very cool. And, of course, it's election day. And before we get to talking about all the – you know what? I started calling this because I do show prep for our show as well. Think about this. When you do talk radio, one is required to spend, well, in my case, 3-4 hours a day, probably some days, just reading what I've come to call the outrage du jour. That's sort of what the news has become. And here's a little secret before we get to going today. This will start your day better if you know this. The secret to not allowing bad news to make you feel bad is perspective. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but the only choice we ever have in life is our viewpoint, our perspective on how we view circumstances. Circumstances, the world's going to do what it's going to do. But you get to choose how you view it, how you respond to it. Well, of course, as a Christian, as a man of faith, if everything that's happening is happening through that lens, and furthermore, because I have sort of an eternal perspective, an overarching spiritual context to all of these temporary things that are happening down here on earth, man, it just makes me feel better. I sleep well at night, even though if you looked at the stack of stuff that's spread across the console here, it's just insane. But we all know that. Okay. So election day, a little heads up, Lee Bright is going to be on with us, who is recently, as you know, elected. And we're going to have a chat with him about where he's going. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour, so there's something to stick around for. And today, of course, being election day, it's important that you go out and vote, and not just for the big elections. The fact is that you've heard the old expression, all politics is local. Well, it is. There's a term that I've come to use called tactical civic. There's actually an organization that does this, that essentially what tactical civics is getting involved and understanding what's happening first right on the ground where you are. And once you get a handle on that, your state, county, and local governments, all of those things, then what's happening on the national level becomes, of course, equally important. But the beauty of living in a republic, which we do, is that really the most important thing has to do with states' rights, and connected to that, of course, is the county you're in. County sheriffs have tremendous power, so that's a big deal. Well, anyway, so I hope that you do go out and vote, but if you need a little help on a list of where to go, you can, if you just put SC votes, and SC in small letters, votes in large letters, .gov, you're going to find on that a list of all the places where you can vote, who is running, and a lot of other things. And just as an aside, since we do live in a state that, believe it or not, this is a shocker, you actually have to show an ID that shows you're a citizen of the United States to vote here. Yeah, who knew? Well, anyway, so you can do this, but you will need a photo ID. That could be your driver's license, DMV ID, voter registration card if it has a picture on it, or military ID, or a U.S. passport. And in South Carolina, the polls are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you're in North Carolina, it's 6:30 to 7:30, and you can do a similar search on what's going on over there. But I just thought that would be an interesting thing. One of the things that's going on Election Day today, it's happening in New York, is, of course, you know that there's this communist, socialist, Marxist that we don't even his own mother says, we don't know if Mamdani's even an American yet. But having said all of that, what's going to happen in New York today is going to resonate and be a huge factor in what happens to the Democratic Party, but also to New York City. And I ran across this. This is a real shocker. And it's a, I guess you could say, a good news, bad news kind of deal. But they did a survey, and they found out that if he is elected, Mamdani, almost 1 million New Yorkers are going to flee the city, according to this. Now, this was a survey by the Daily Mail, but they found out that 9% of the New Yorkers would leave the city. That is a huge number of people, just short of 800,000 people. Of course, it's a city of 8.5 million. But there's another side to this coin that's kind of interesting, too, because 25% of those New Yorkers surveyed, another 2.12 million, would consider going if he's elected. Well, now, put all this together and think about what's going to happen. Do you remember Snake Plissken? Snake Plissken was a character in a movie called Escape from New York. And I think I'm going to go back and watch that movie again, because I believe that's what could be happening. Now, the reason I connect all this together to your personal interests is that I wish I didn't have to tell you this. I really do. Of course, I live in Tryon, North Carolina, but it's the same thing. I literally about a half a mile from the border. Many are considering, if Mamdani gets elected, moving from New York to the Carolinas, which, of course, offer lower income taxes, lower property taxes. And as we well know, in my personal opinion, the grandest lifestyle you could ever ask for. I'll tell you something. I'll bet you didn't know this. This is really interesting. Back when I was a meteorologist and I was studying climatology, there was a little part in the climate that said back when Mr. Vanderbilt was going to build his castle, he hired a climatologist to find out what is the healthiest, most salubrious, nicest climate east of the Mississippi. Well, he picked Asheville. I don't know. I think I would argue that this area is every bit the equal. I don't like all the snow and all the rest of it. So not only do we have the friendliest people, nicest people, booming economy, beautiful place. Isn't it gorgeous with the champagne light right now in the fall? Oh, and the trees. I'm about to lose it. It's just so gorgeous. But anyway, you live in a wonderful place. So here's the prayer that since we're heading into a break, that I'm praying, now that I've shared this with you, is, Lord, please, if we're going to get a bunch of New Yorkers moving in here, make them the conservative bunch so that we don't drag all that blue mania back down along with it. Oh, goodness. Well, when we come back, we will begin to discuss the outrage du jour as regards food stamps.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, here's Tony Dale, or at least what's left of him. How are you? I'm so glad you're here filling in today. And by the way, if you want to chat on the text line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I've heard of those guys. It is 800-905-0989. It's also the talk line. So if you'd rather chat, you may do that as well, and would love to hear from you. So let's talk about SNAP for just a second here. Let's talk about what's going on. You're smart enough by now. Shoot, you listen to talk radio. You've got to be way smarter than the average bear just there. Well, so you know by now, as do we all, that this whole SNAP thing is being orchestrated by the Democrats for their own power reasons. But it does bring up a time. If you think about this, this is actually a beneficial thing. It can be. Because finally, we're in a position to force a conversation about what exactly is this monstrous welfare state thing that has come to be. So I'm 78. My dad, as you might know, I don't really know this, dad was one of the very first talk show hosts in America. He started doing talk radio in the late 50s, actually, sorry, mid-50s, down in Texas, and went on to become a huge broadcasting legend. And so, and his, when he cooked up the idea, because there wasn't any talk radio, he said, wouldn't it be cool if we could talk about world events, kind of like they used to do when they sat around on the old, in front of the country store with the Cracker Barrel, and they'd sit there and they'd talk about stuff. And so he had the engineer rig up a line so people could call in on the phone. And we now have the ability to interact on the phone and the radio. So by all means, do that. And, oh, and the text. So lest we forget, I got to get in the habit of doing this. I mentioned how Charlie Kirk was killed by a 22-year-old with a 30-06. Okay, I mentioned it. That's a great round. That's what I shoot my deer with. I don't know why you want me to mention that, but I did. So we're all happy. Okay, let's get back to talking here about SNAP and EBT cards and so forth. Let's go all the way back to the Depression. At that time, there were a lot of people who were genuinely in need, and there was the first step toward the direction of helping with that. But it was very, very small and remained so up until Lyndon Johnson showed up. And then in the mid-60s, Lyndon Johnson cooked up something called the Great Society, where he said, we have to take care of all of these people in need. Now, it was designed for people who had serious, genuine needs. And at the time was a fraction of what is spent now on a combination of Medicaid, Obamacare subsidies, and of course the SNAP EBT thing. So this over time created an incentive that went on to destroy an entire community of people. And here's how it happened. Back in the 50s, in the black community, 80% of children grew up with two parents. People stayed married. They had what we would call what normal, regular families historically. But what happened as a result of the Great Society and the growth of welfare was the creation of a permanent underclass. And this permanent underclass found out that if they would just have enough children, they didn't really need a husband to provide for them. And eventually, we ended up with what we refer to now as baby mamas. But there was an incentive to rely not on oneself, but on the government to take care of you. And they found out, well, shoot, if we just have more babies, we get more money. So that today, only 21% of children in black families grow up with two parents. That is a tragedy of massive proportions. And the implications from a societal level are profound. And we have watched this hydra-headed beast evolve over the years. And now here we have reached a point where we see people on social media demanding that these SNAP cards be fixed, demanding and threatening. I'm sure you may have seen the videos, but anyway. Oh, we do have a caller. Wes in Greer, how are you? And why are you up so early?
Well, I had to migrate up to Charlotte this morning.
So oh!
I'm just about to hit the Queen City.
Oh, well, you won't have much time either here. You've got about 2 minutes or so.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Tony, what other than time, You know, as I have gotten older, time is a second. 10 years is a second, okay? But how could people live in New York under Giuliani? You know, I'm 55. I went to New York in the 80s, okay? You didn't touch the subway. You didn't even walk out of the hotel, okay? The hotel had security guards that checked your room key before they would allow you past the lobby. You were not allowed on the elevators, okay? And as a Greenville country boy, you know, everybody's hearing my accent, so I'm asking all these people, you know, what's the deal? And they're like, oh, the gangs, the murderers, the rapists, you know? And I looked at them like, are y'all crazy? Like, I mean, what are you talking about? Like, and they're like, oh, yes, the gangs will come in the hotel. They'll go floor to floor and just rob everybody. And I was like, you know, you guys are crazy. Not to mention the town was filthy, absolutely filthy. Prostitution out in the open, the peep houses. I mean, I was totally repulsed by it. I said, as a kid living in Greenville, they hold up this ideal that New York and L.A. is the places, you know, the cool places you want to go. Like, no thanks. But Giuliani fixed that. And even Dennis Miller gave a very cool reason to Phil Donahue when he went against, when he came out conservative. You know, they wanted to murder him, okay? And he simply looked at Phil Donahue and said, Phil, for the first time in 18 years, he said, I opened the front door to my house in New York City, and he said, I didn't see used drug needles. I didn't see prostitutes. And then he says, I looked into Cleveland Park, Phil, and people were picnicking.
Wes, we got about 20 seconds.
That was it. But what's wrong with these people? How can 20 years go by and they forget that, and then it looks like they welcome the filth, the crime, and everything right back?
They've replicated it. Look at Chicago, San Francisco, yeah. Seattle, Portland. And
didn't they live in that world without all that? I mean, like, that's, I guess the 20-somethings didn't, and maybe that's it. They're, like you said, no father. They're just growing up without any idea, and they're just, you know, give me a handout.
Well, that's, Wes, I got to hit the break, but thank you so much for your perspective. Great call. Be back right after this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Howdy and welcome. So glad that you showed up today. Heck, I'm glad I showed up today. 78 years old, every day you wake up, it's like, hey, man, cool. But at any rate, quick thing, if you'd like to call in on our Common Sense talk line or text the Common Sense, I get it backwards, sorry. I do a show called Common Sense Talk, you probably know. So you can text to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989, or that's also the talk line, same number. And before I get to some of these wonderful texts, I did want to share a story with you. We've been talking, of course, about what's going on with the SNAP EBT welfare situation, thanks to the Democrat shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, as I like to call it. But I ran across a story, and it's a familiar story. It's a biblical story. You probably know this, but let me share it with you. A local family rejoiced after a wayward son returned in repentance to his father. Though subsequent reports claim that this was simply because he'd run out of SNAP benefits. Sources said the father ran out to his son, who looked a little pudgy after living on government-subsidized junk food for months. "My father, I've sinned," said the young man. "I'm not worthy to be called your son." And yet, he said, "Son, I want to kill the fatted calf. Let us eat some unprocessed food and celebrate together, for my son, who is dependent upon the government, has now been found." Tensions, though, did escalate when the older brother complained that he'd been thanklessly pulling his weight and paying his taxes for years to support all those lazy bums like his little brother. He said, "My taxes are meant to feed good-for-nothing welfare queens? This is a stupid lib thing. It's their fault." At publishing time, the prodigal son had quickly moved out again after the government resumed functioning and his EBT card got filled again. Just a reminder that, are we breaking in? Is that what you're showing me? Yeah, Vice President Dick Cheney dead at 84. Yeah, it was on. Thank you, Tim. Tim, the producer, is trying to help me stumble through this. Let us get through and to talk about some of these wonderful texts. So we've got this. "Good morning, Tony. Glad to hear your voice and have you as host." Well, thank you. That's very kind. I couldn't agree more with this next texter. "LB Stinking J destroyed the black family with his Great Society rubbish." Yes, he did. And as an aside, by the way, my dad was in San Antonio, Texas. That's where he became very famous on Big Clear Channel, 50,000 watt WAI that boomed all the way from Canada to Mexico. Well, LBJ lived in Johnson City, Texas, which is about 50 miles from San Antonio. And Dad knew LBJ back from the Zapata County days when he was stealing elections down in the Rio Grande Valley. And that was a whole other story you can read about. But that guy was one of the biggest crooks we've ever had. Well, I should say until Obama and then later Biden came along. But isn't it something? When you hear people talk about politics, they always like to refer to Watergate. I say they being the mainstream press. You go back and look at who has done the most damage to this country politically, the president. They've all been Democrats. They really have. It's incredible. Here's another one. In 2010, during the Bloomberg era, I was doing some financial media myself, and I made a trip to New York to do a production. A young thug had broken into the back offices, stolen the video equipment, a computer, literally done it in a few minutes, and the New York City blamed on the building itself for the crime. That is how bad New York was around after Giuliani left. And well, thank you for that. We'll get one more in. "Good morning, Tony. Great call from Wes. I had the same question. I'm only 38. I remember 9/11. I remember the crime in New York City. And now it's just my mind is blown that people would even consider voting for a communist and vote for someone who wants to be soft on crime after living through it all. You know, I would tell you, I would rather be tied to a whipping post and beat for a week than have to spend 5 minutes in New York. And I've been to New York back in the 80s and several times since that time. Wow. This, you know, this does raise a greater question. Why are 42 million Americans living on SNAP benefits? And I would like to point out, as we found out this week, there are also 700,000 illegal aliens in 29 states that are getting those benefits. 21 other states, most of them blue states, are not reporting how many people are illegal aliens there. But you may know this. When Biden came into office, he changed the rules and quit enforcing the requirements to get on the welfare and SNAP benefits. And it was by design to get these illegal aliens, the future Democratic voting base, an opportunity to come here, stay here, and vote for them and get them addicted just like Lyndon Johnson did to all of this free stuff. So keep that in mind, that it's true. But a greater question is, why is it? I mean, there in 1969, here's numbers for you. Food benefits were in full swing thanks to Lyndon Johnson. 1.4% of the population was on that. It's 21%. 21% now. And another thing then, keep in mind that you had to be an able-bodied adult without children to not get it. If you wanted to get it, you had to be willing to go out and at least try to get a job. And now 80% of the people who are on the SNAP benefits are able-bodied and below retirement age. And it's just a crutch. And as I mentioned, 25% now of all of these SNAP users are single moms. Well, why is that? Because they've been incentivized to do this. And here is an interesting thing from a texter. During the Great Depression, the mafia fed the poor in the big cities. I think that we'd be better off doing it again instead of letting our federal politicians do it. Great text. I would submit to you, dear texter. Isn't that who the new mafia is? Aren't we living in what I started calling the times of the new feudalism, neo-feudalism? Because that essentially is what has happened to our country. We have been overtaken by a handful of people. I want to really delve into this a little later in the show. Of how a handful of people have managed to wrest power from what was once we, the people, that voted for people that were supposed to represent us, that supposedly that was how the game was played. We'll talk a little bit about how we got here. I think that's not a bad idea. And we'll get to some more of your texts. And, of course, your phone calls as well. And a heads up, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have Lee Bright on the show. Real happy that he got elected. So if you want to ask him questions or if you just want to hear what he has planned, maybe he can go down and do something about those neo-feudalists down in Columbia. And I can't say I'm sorry that the governor's going away. I'm not sure who the next one's going to be. Stick around, more to come. Howdy, howdy, howdy. So glad that you are here. And if you would like to make your thoughts known, you can do that on the Common Sense Retirement text line. That's 800-905-0989, which, of course, is also the WRD talk line, where you may call and chat if you'd rather. So we've been discussing the situation, and I'm going to go to the text just because I think it's so good. The universities, New York, all over the country, have been indoctrinating kids to Marxism for years. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't London fall began with the election of a Muslim mayor. Well said. And you may have heard earlier in the program when I was talking, but there was a survey done on London Daily Mail that showed just short of 1 million people have already said if Mamdani is elected, they are splitting. Sadly, the majority of them said they were coming to the Carolinas. Good news, bad news joke there. But at any rate, thank you for that text. So a continuation, if you we will, just about so you can have perspective on this whole SNAP thing. So in the old days, I mentioned you had to try to work. You had to at least make an attempt. You had to be able-bodied. Those barriers were done away with over the last few decades and went, as I said, from 1.4% to, in some cases, people say 21% of the population. 80% of the people on SNAP now are able-bodied, employable people. They could get a job. Get a jobby job, as they used to say. So it's just a crutch, and it's being gamed. And let's go back to the baby mamas, the single moms. 25% of them, of SNAP users, are single mothers. And that is a big deal, having multiple children and doing this to game the system so they don't have to work. So right now, just for perspective, among black families, 47% are single mother households, 25% Hispanic, and only 12% of white household. However, 7% of white families use SNAP, 27% of black families, and 23% Hispanic. And many of those Hispanic people, I would like to point out, a lot of that's happened since the borders were thrown open, thank you, Biden. But here's the fact, 80% of the food stamp users, 80% are able-bodied over 60 years old. So the solution here is to make this what it was originally sold as, which was a safety net. You've heard that the libs love to use it, the socials. Oh, we need a social safety net. Well, I'm all for that. It used to be, by the way, lest I forget, it used to be in the old days, the good old days, that people who were really down on their luck and needed help could go to the church. The church served that function to a very large degree throughout history. But then government stepped in, thank you, first FDR and then later Lyndon Johnson and his ilk, which has led us to this pretty pass we find ourselves in today. Texter Wright, I know a stupid idiot on food stamps who bought a $20 can of bourbon-flavored coffee with her EBT. Well, there's the other thing. Oh, and here's a bit of good news. I forgot to tell you this. This is actually quite exciting. See, there are always two sides to everything. I read a breaking news story, and I put it somewhere in my stack of stuff, and it's lost. But here, the essence of it is this. It is being reported that the obesity epidemic has suddenly plummeted over the last few days. All of a sudden, people are losing weight without Ozempic. All because the EBT cards were canceled. I mean, we say that jokingly, but it's not a funny joke. So when we come back, I want to talk about economic populism. Let's move on to say, how in the world did we get here economically? You know, that's my sort of my wheelhouse. So we'll have a conversation on where we stand right now as a country in economic fairness. Some statistics probably shock you. Don't go away. Tony Dale's sitting in for Tara Servatius.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.